Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, April 29th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 70 years ago, today, in 1954, comedian Jerry Seinfeld, whose television show Seinfeld was a landmark of American pop culture in the late 20th century, was born in Brooklyn, New York. Happy birthday, Jerry. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning it's sunny and feels like 32 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day, with a high near 67 and wind of 7 to 11 mile per hour, with gusts as high as 21. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 49. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 10 a.m. with a high tide just before 5 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 47 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be partly sunny and cool with a high near 53 degrees. Showers are likely Tuesday night and continue into Wednesday morning. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Thursday will be mostly sunny and much warmer with a high near 67. Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 71 and breezy conditions. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in the movie Challengers, filmed primarily in eastern Massachusetts, location manager Mark Fitzgerald masterfully disguised Boston as various U.S. locales. The movie features Zendaya as Tashi, a tennis player turned coach, who navigates professional and personal challenges with her husband Art, played by Mike Faist. Fitzgerald's strategic selection of local sites transformed them into settings across the nation, from tennis courts to prestigious universities, without locals recognizing their own neighborhoods on screen. This meticulous location work contributed to the film's immersive storytelling, making national landmarks out of familiar places. Now on to sports. In Sunday's NBA playoff action, the New York Knicks tightened their grip on the series against the Philadelphia 76ers with a 97-92 victory, taking a 3-1 lead. The Knicks' defense shone, particularly in the fourth quarter, where strategic adjustments and relentless efforts stymied the Sixers. Meanwhile, the LA Clippers equalized their series with the Dallas Mavericks at 2-2 after a dramatic 116-111 win. Despite Dallas nearly overcoming a 31-point deficit, Clippers stars Paul George and James Harden clutched pivotal points late in the game to secure the victory. Both series have showcased intense competition and pivotal performances as teams vie for advancement. In local sports, the Red Sox at home beat the Cubs 5-4. And tonight, the Celtics are on the road in Miami to take on the Heat in Game 4. The Seas lead the series 2-1. In top news, Mexico's manufacturing sector is gaining momentum as companies seek alternatives to Chinese supply chains. This strategy, known as nearshoring, involves relocating production closer to the United States to enhance supply chain resilience amidst geopolitical uncertainties. Notably, Mexico has surpassed China as the top U.S. exporter, a shift driven by factors such as lower labor costs and geographic proximity. Additionally, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement enhances trade efficiency across North America. However, there are complexities, such as potential tariff circumvention by Chinese companies using Mexico as a transshipment point to the U.S. Despite these challenges, the move towards Mexican manufacturing is creating significant opportunities for long-term economic growth in regions like Monterrey, signaling a robust future for the sector. In business news, the price of Bitcoin saw a decline following a decision by the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, known as the DTCC, to not accept cryptocurrency-linked ETFs as collateral or extend loans against them, starting April 30, 2024. This ruling impacts the financial stability and credit assessment of these ETFs within the clearing and settlement services provided by the DTCC. Despite this, the broader impact on the market may be minimal, as individual brokerage firms can still invest as they please, based on their risk preferences. This decision comes even as the Bitcoin exchange-traded funds in the U.S. have seen a surge in institutional interest, amassing over $12 billion in assets under management in only a few months. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $63,000. Ethereum is $3,200. And Solana is $136. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is reportedly intensifying discussions with OpenAI about integrating chatbot technology into iOS 18, according to Bloomberg. This news comes as Apple also explores other potential partnerships, including one with Google for its Gemini technology. These talks are part of a broader initiative by Apple to enhance the AI capabilities of its devices, possibly including upgrades to Siri that would improve its contextual understanding capabilities. The outcomes of these discussions might be unveiled at Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference in June, where AI is expected to be a major theme. And in entertainment news, Dune, Part 2, and Godzilla vs. Kong, both Warner Brothers collaborations with Legendary Entertainment, have hit significant box office milestones. Dune has amassed $700 million globally, with $422 million from overseas, and $278 million domestically. Meanwhile, Godzilla vs. Kong has achieved a worldwide total of $504 million, with $324 million from international markets, and $176 million domestically. These successes contribute to Warner Brothers' strong performance this year, leading the studio to a total of just under $2 billion in global receipts at a market-leading position. Upcoming releases include Furiosa, A Mad Max Saga, and sequels to Barbie, and Beetlejuice. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of Jerry's birthday, our quote comes from the great comedian and creator of one of the best sitcoms of all time. And Seinfeld said, "Dogs are the leaders of the planet. If you see two life forms, one of them's making a poop, and the other one's carrying it for him, who would you assume is in charge? And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.